with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
We're back here. We're off to a lousy start already. So welcome to our show. It is Monday, February 20th, 2017, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. First of all, it is President's Day, and this is the day when Donald Trump walks out of the White House, and if he sees his shadow, we get six more weeks of the media snowstorm all over us to have to deal with. And it really is getting rather intense out there. It's almost like the corporate media doesn't even really care that they're being constantly caught out and exposed in the independent media. It's just all about trying to convince that portion of America that cannot use a computer, Trump is bad and the deep state is good and all the rest of it here. All righty. Now, interestingly enough, both the CIA and the FBI have now gone public saying that all of this claim in the corporate media that Trump is linked to Russia, that Russia's supporting him, that he's a Manchurian candidate, in this case a Moscow candidate, they've declared it complete garbage, grossly overstated, which is no surprise because we know that's what the corporate media's job is, to lie to you. And one of the problems that we're dealing with right now is just the corporate media is out there throwing so much junk out there, hoping something's going to stick. And we need to be very, very, very careful. At this point, the best rule of thumb regarding Donald Trump is to go to his Twitter feed and go to his videos, and do not even consider any kind of secondary sourcing through the corporate media, because it's all complete nonsense and junk. Now, they're still out there screaming about Donald Trump and Russia, and they're still out there saying Michael Flynn was a traitor for talking about sanctions with the UN Russian ambassador. But WikiLeaks has already come on out saying the Clinton campaign had a private off-the-record get-together with Chinese government officials during her campaign. So if it was wrong for Michael Flynn to be talking business after the election was over and he was part of the transition team, certainly it's a far worse crime for Hillary Clinton to be coordinating with a foreign government before the election had even happened. And remember, the Clintons' connections to the Chinese go back a long, long way, certainly to the Chinagate scandal, which is when Bill Clinton was running for re-election and he used his authority as president to authorize the sale to China of highly sensitive technology over the objection of the intelligence community and the Defense Department. And at the same time, Chinese money was pouring into his re-election campaign, was funneled through Chinese American citizens to nominally make it legal. But it turned out the money was originating with Chinese business interests and the Chinese intelligence as well. And there was supposed to be an investigation about that, but go gosh darn, the White House email server crashed, and we stopped bothering with the backups months ago, so that investigation is dead in the water here. Now, at this particular point, they've identified one of the leakers in the White House who are taking early drafts of material and sending it to the media so the media can attack it before the policy's even been firmed up, and apparently it turned out it was Katie Walsh, who is part of the Never Trump Republican movement, or was part of it. And what we're seeing here is a war between the intelligence community and the president. It's not the first time that we have seen that. And as a matter of fact, you know, we certainly saw it with John F. Kennedy. We saw it with Eisenhower. And the intelligence community do not want presidents with independent ideas. They feel they should be running the country. And, of course, that is certainly not in the Constitution at all. All right, so let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Bob, there you are.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. You know, I'm furious. I am furious. I want to speak about something that you spoke about before the election, before Election Day, that's still relevant today. We have an I'm paying federal taxes to an illegitimate government. I'm paying federal taxes to a deep state, a shadow government that is promoting policies that Trump did not run on during the campaign. Completely antithetical to what Trump ran on. You've got the situation in Syria, four Russian soldiers killed, thanks to whatever, an IED, compliments of the Saudis, the Qataris, or the Turks, or the CIA. So they're not going to give up on Syria, Trump or no Trump. You've got the massing of troops on Russia's border continuing. You've got further provocations in the South China Sea. I didn't vote for this, and a lot of other Americans didn't vote for this. I shouldn't have to pay federal taxes. I shouldn't pay federal taxes to these people. This is outrageous.
There have been tax protest movements that have originated before. Certainly during Vietnam was a massive tax protest movement. A lot of Americans never filed their paperwork, never paid their taxes. And even without getting into the international scene here, I mean, look what's going on out in California, where their infrastructure is clearly broken down and failing. And we have a government that is taking your money with promises that they're going to take care of you with that money. And instead, the money goes to the war machine. It goes to Israel, goes to the military industrial complex, goes to big pharma. It's going to the refugees and the illegal immigrants. And very clearly, we have a government that sees the American people as nothing more than a bunch of walking wallets.
Absolutely. We've got airports that are third world airports. I mean, I travel over the world in Dubai, Hong Kong. I see how their infrastructure is, and I see our infrastructure. We've got a war economy. It's laughable. All this money is just going to war.
I've been saying that for years. We're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but we're seeing the results all the time, whether it's Katrina or Deepwater Horizon or the Oroville Dam. Our nation has been allowed to crumble from neglect because all of the money is being spent on the war agenda. And when the war is over and we have lost it, we're going to be living in a country that is, in large part, crumbling ruins.
Yeah. Mike, I don't know if you heard about the death of Vitaly Churkin.
Yes, I did.
Russia's in back. Okay, yeah.
That Russian government, they certainly seem to be hiring a lot of people in very, very fragile health. Because
yeah,
they keep just falling on over mysteriously.
I mean, exactly. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them. That's how wacky a conspiracy theorist you. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Matt in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Matt,
thanks for taking
are you
my call.
There?
I have a. Yes. Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I've got two issues. One, I think, is the most prescient, is that 9/11 is the most relevant subject in politics right now. And the divide and conquer techniques, especially dealing with identity politics, is a distraction from the elephant in the room, which is 9/11 truth. I used to live in Boulder and ride my bicycle next to NIST all the time, and NIST was responsible for the pancake theory. Now, so the Architects for Engineers and Truth for 9/11, they're coming out. NIST whistleblowers are coming out, and they're saying, look, this whole thing just doesn't work. And I think that should be first and foremost. That should be the only discussion
I don't know that it should be first and foremost here. I mean, right now the situation is very, very simple. We don't need another government investigation to polish the lies on that. And nobody is listening to the corporate media as they reassure us that the official story about anything is the truth, and we should just allow the corporate media and the government to decide for us what is true. We all know there was something dodgy about 9/11. We certainly all know we were being lied to. We can all agree on that. The next question is, what are we going to do about it? And as we see the deep state, or whoever you want to call it, cranking up the lies again about Assad has a secret torture dungeon, and Iran is going to fire missiles at us, and the rest of it, we just have to reach a point of saying, look, you guys are lying to us. You are full of it. We're not listening to you anymore. And right now, the American people, who are being freed of the domination of corporate media, are now free to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to decide for myself what happened on 9/11. I'm a big boy or a big girl. I can figure it out for myself on the basis of the information that's out there. And nobody should cede to the government the authority to tell you what is true or false. You have a right to claim that authority for yourself, and the government may not take it from you.
Yeah, okay, I completely agree with you on that. And so I just wanted to point that out there. And then the only other second thing I have, and I'll make it quick, is that when Trump did his little Air Force One fly-in in Florida and did a town hall meeting,
yes,
to me that's complete nonsense, because the guy already won the election. He's not talking to Congress. He's talking to a bunch of people in an airplane hangar. And they're not going to vote for him again for another 4 years. He already won the election, and I don't know what he's doing going around grandstanding. And then my only
You've missed the message. You've missed the message. Donald Trump is bypassing the corporate media to take his message directly to the people. He's talking to the American people because Congress isn't listening to him. And yes, he is already starting to think about how he's going to win re-election in 2020. He's already officially declared as a candidate, which makes certain actions by the corporate media and other politicians are now off limits against the rules. I was concerned about him going on down there because it was going to be an opportunity where somebody could take a shot at him. But I think Trump ought to get on out there and start talking directly to the American people and bypass that corporate media. Donald Trump does not need to be in the White House to do his job, not with the modern global communication system at his command. He can be anywhere and still do his job just fine.
But, okay, so granted, I appreciate that perspective. However, him talking to a bunch of people chanting USA, USA, and holding up Trump signs in an airplane hangar in Florida, how is that furthering his job duties as president of the United States? Couldn't he just be sitting, whether in Trump Tower or in the White House, and just getting shit done? Why does he need to be
What? You got to watch your language on this radio. Okay, because we have on-air affiliates, and by the way, I'm going to do a shout-out to the on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We do have to comply with certain requirements of the Federal Communications Commission, because even though the U.S. government is dropping white-hot flaming death on innocent people around the world and torturing people to death to find nuclear weapons that never existed, we are not allowed to say certain words on the radio to prove that we are a just and moral people. Now, getting on back to what you're saying.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Trump is using the force of his personality and presence to connect with the people. And had it just been that aircraft hangar, I could see merit in your point of view. But obviously, that appearance in the hangar was carried all over streaming media, was all over the internet. And I think it's very important for Donald Trump to be able to do the job he needs to do. He's got to break free of the filtering that the corporate media and the intelligence community are trying to impose on his communication with the American people. They're trying to filter everything going back and forth. Do you remember Gulliver's Travels? And I don't mean the movie, which focuses just on Lilliput and Brobdingnag. I'm talking about the original books, because the original book of Gulliver's Travel, it was actually political satire. And one of the lands that Gulliver went to, the ruling elites there were considered so important, they didn't even talk for themselves. They had servants who walked around with them who would move their jaws with this little inflatable bladder that they wore by their face. And obviously, the reality was the people pushing the bladder were really in control of the country. And so all these bladder pushers who have gotten into these positions of influence and power over the last several president administrations, they're very unhappy that Donald Trump wants to tear that bladder off the side of his face, which is exactly what he was doing in that airport hangar.
Okay, fair enough. And then the last thing that I'll say, and I'll make this very brief, is that I thought it was inappropriate that he had a preacher coming up, giving the introduction, and talking about Jesus Christ, and also having Melania say the Lord's Prayer. It just seems like that's not an appropriate introduction, and it flames the fire of divisiveness between Islam and Christianity and making it a holy war. And I thought that was inappropriate. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Matt. We're going to let you go. My response to that is the First Amendment comment on respecting an institution of religion specifically refers to laws that favor one religion over the other. Now, a campaign rally, press the flesh, town hall, whatever you want to say, does not actually constitute official U.S. government business. And Donald Trump, being a religious man, has a First Amendment right to share that religion with everybody with him. It's kind of odd. Today we're hearing that, you shouldn't be talking about Christ and Jesus because it's going to offend the Muslims. And I remember only a decade ago where it was out there saying, you shouldn't be talking about Jesus and Christianity because it's offending the Jews. Well, again, everybody has a right to their religion, whatever it is. And as a citizen, Donald Trump has a right to his, and so does Melania. Now, that rally was not official government business, or there'd be a valid First Amendment comment. But presidents have their religions, and they do put them on display to the public there. So I don't think there's really an issue. All right, Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Guy's getting upset over the wrong things. You know what bothers me?
What?
While Donald Trump was giving this great speech in Florida and riling up, getting us deplorables riled up, in a good way, I mean.
Yes.
His vice president is over there in, Germany there? Munich?
Yes.
Saying how he supports not just NATO, but the EU itself, which Trump has made it very clear he doesn't support the EU. He made it clear he's against globalism. He's made it clear he's for people like Nigel Farage in Britain and Marine Le Pen in France, who, by the way, people are not supporting the way they should be doing. And that guy in Holland, what's his name? Gert Wilders or something?
Okay. Gert Wilders.
He's made it very clear. And meanwhile, this imbecile is over in Germany, totally contradicting him, including the stuff, stuff how Russia should give up back the Crimea and everything like that, which, of course, there's about as much chance of Russia giving up the Crimea as the United States giving Texas back to Mexico.
So, or Israel giving up Palestine. Pence is definitely breaking with the traditional model of a vice president of backing up the chief executive. There's a couple of possible interpretations for that. One is that Pence is trying to reassure the EU that Donald Trump isn't going to bring the whole system crashing down, or Pence may even be sending a not very subtle message to the deep state that, if something were to happen to Donald Trump, that he is more amenable to their agenda. So it's definitely it's definitely high stakes poker out there.
By the way, I don't know if you know who Lionel is. You see him all over the YouTube.
Yeah.
I wish you'd have him on your show. He was talking about that Trump is being used possibly as a stalking horse, and the deep state wants Pence. Now, what Trump should do with Pence right now, if you ask me, is rein him in, kind of like JFK did. I don't want to make too much of a comparison there, because hopefully he'll protect himself better than JFK did. Rein him in, do what JFK did basically with LBJ. He didn't like LBJ from the get-go. He didn't want him from the get-go, and he let him, but he gave him too much, and he pretty much didn't let him do anything. Now, Reagan made the mistake with Bush again, kind of like with LBJ, but...
Okay, Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to this after these words from our sponsors.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and it is an historical reality that ever since the Constitution was amended to make the president and vice president pair running for a particular party, because the old system had been the winner became the president, the runner-up became the vice president, and that meant they were from opposing political parties, and it caused all kinds of friction. So they changed the system we have now. But very often, presidents get stuck with vice presidents that they really do not like and do not want to have to work with, but it's part of building a coalition to win that nomination. Certainly, John F. Kennedy did not like Lyndon Johnson, and in fact, John F. Kennedy planned on dumping Lyndon Johnson as VP during his second term in office. And interestingly enough, Lyndon Johnson found out about that through one of his staffers who was roommates with Mary Jo Kopechne, the lady who died in the back seat of Ted Kennedy's car at Chappaquiddick.
Wow. That I didn't know about Mary Jo Kopechne. But the thing about, as far as Reagan goes, is he actually, you know, he didn't like Bush any more than Kennedy liked Johnson. And yet, he let Bush run wild, and Bush tried to assassinate him. There's almost no question about it. You have to be stupid to believe otherwise. I mean, here was Hinckley, the son of a close family friend of the Bushes. There's always coincidences with them, like the Bin Laden family and Boston, Boston in 9/11.
George W. Bush had been business partners with Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salim bin Laden, in a failed energy venture called Arbusto Energy, and then Salim bin Laden died in a small airplane crash, which seems to happen so much in the upper reaches of the American political reality.
Seems par for course, right?
Yes.
If you connect it to the Bushes or Clintons and stuff like that, and if anything they don't want you to know, you're not going to have very long lifespan, I guess, right?
But, yeah, I don't know why they're not all carrying parachutes around with them all the time.
I'm telling you. But as far as Donald Trump goes, you got to be careful. If I was him, I would rein in right now. I would rein in Pence. I would also rehire Flynn. Flynn is an intelligence expert. He knows what's going on. Okay, that's the kind of man you want on your side. And Flynn is loyal to Trump because Flynn was with Trump from the get-go.
Trump is now encouraging Flynn to try and fight for his honor now that the original stories about connections with Russia have been discredited by both the CIA and FBI. Flynn is now saying he's willing to testify before Congress as to what actually happened in order to get to the bottom of just where this political attack on him came from. So there's a lot of infighting and chaos going on. My concern is that Donald Trump is being so absorbed by all the faction fights in his front lawn that he really isn't paying attention while Pence and McCain and Lindsey Graham are out there still pushing this war agenda.
Another thing what I would do if I was Trump right now is I would arrest the former CIA director, the Wahhabi convert there, Saudi Wahhabi convert Brennan. I would arrest, I would get rid of Coney once and for all, and I would also arrest the guy who was the head of the DNI. What was that guy's name again? The head of the, one who was supposedly above the CIA?
The Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm blanking on it as well. There's so many names here. Let me step on back here about Director Comey. Now, obviously, I'm no friend of the FBI, especially after the way they were treating me back in 1994. But I think Comey is actually a closet good guy. And the reason I think that goes back to the hearings about Hillary's charges, where Comey admitted on national TV Hillary Clinton had committed all these Title 18 violations, and then he did as he had been ordered to do from above. He said, we are not pressing charges, and Loretta Lynch said, we're not pressing charges, and that was the end of it. Now, if Comey was one of the bad guys, he just would have said, we didn't find anything. And I think Comey is looking for a chance to rehabilitate his historical image. Mark, we're going to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones, take a couple more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines and do some news. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Not the previous caller, but the one before that said, why was Trump in Florida? Trump's in Florida because the media is never going to give him the truth, you know, the ability to tell the people what.
That's
you know,
exactly what, you know, what I was saying. That's exactly what I was saying.
So basically, he's doing the direct-to-mail routine, you know, direct-to-the-consumer, you know, where the consumer will, as, you know, that's what we are. Now that we can call our representatives, the senators and the congressmen, say, hey, how come you're not supporting Trump? You know, because he's directly giving the message, you know, to us instead of going through the media. And the media is still going to report on it, not all of them, but some of them. You know, we'll show him at the rally, but that's, you know, that's what's going on. You know, I mean, he's never going to get a fair shake with the media. When are people going to realize that? they're bought.
Well, you know, in economics, one of the things that is really a negative is the idea of a so-called middleman. And in one way, it's a way of collating manufactured goods and distributing them. But there are too many people who want to be the middleman and have exclusive control over the flow of any commodity going out to the public, off of which they can profit handsomely without actually adding anything of value. And there are a lot of places in our economy, especially in military procurement, where you've got the person who actually makes the hammer, and then you have a whole string, 10 or 20 middlemen who are all adding their profit on top of that until it gets to the final consumer, which is why things cost so much. And we have way too many people who want to be middlemen, and way too few who want to be the actual makers of things. And the corporate media has gotten used to the idea of being the middleman between the government and the American people. And like any other middleman who is seeing their monopolistic control over the commodity, in this case information, threatened, you know, they're kicking up a fuss.
But also on, he said, you know, why is Trump having a religious speaker? I mean, another thing people got to realize is globalists don't have no borders. They believe in open borders. They don't have a religion. You know, that's what these people are. So, I mean, I don't mind having somebody speaking about, you know, Islam or Jesus or, you know,
well,
anything like that.
I'm going to back up on you a little bit. I think the globalists do want a religion because it's a very powerful device for controlling the population. They're still looking around for the one they think will work best for them. It's like when you go back to ancient Rome, Constantine declared Christianity the official religion of Rome. He himself was not Christian. He wasn't baptized till he was on his deathbed. But he just accepted the political reality that unless he declared a single religion for all of Rome, the religious wars were going to tear the empire apart. And he did not personally agree with Christianity, but he saw that was the one that was most likely to calm everything down. And it was most useful to Rome to control all of the Roman people. Remember that bit in the Bible about render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's? That was part of the control mechanism. You know, you will give us your wealth when we ask for it, or you will not get into heaven.
That's what scares me the most, Mike, is we're like Rome, Soviet Union territory now, because, I mean...
I agree.
You look at Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and John McCain, these people don't know what today's date is, you know, but yet they think they're gods. So that's
Yes. What's
really scary, you know, I mean... And you look at the Russian, was it the ambassador who died for the UN?
Yes.
Rest in peace for him. But he was the most sane. Look at Samantha Powers. That was, I mean, he's totally mental case, I think.
I don't know. You know. I'm beginning to think we've drugged our entire nation into insanity with all these prescription psychiatric medications. But, you know, there is an unfortunate reality, and that is too much adulation can really start messing with your head. I got to see a lot of it up close when I was working in film and television. People who just, you know, because they'd gotten lucky, they really thought that they were gods incarnate. And some of these people had egos the size of the solar system. And yet in personal life, they really weren't anybody you'd want to hang out with. So that's obviously happened to people like Nancy Pelosi, who's been in office forever, or John McCain, who's been in office forever, and they start to believe their own press relations, and yes, they develop monstrous egos.
They're decadent, Mike. That's what it is.
Yes.
They're decadent. And Mike, I wanted to talk real quick about that Seventh Floor group that was cleared out. Now,
yes.
That's in the State Department, so there's others in the NSA and the CIA, and maybe in the DIA. I mean, they're going to be all over the place. So, but he needs to do that. He needs to clear these people out, and he's got to do it sooner rather than later, I believe.
I agree. I absolutely agree. The Donald Trump presidency is not going to start until the remnants of the Obama presidency are absolutely excised.
And don't forget the Bush administration with Cheney, because Victoria Nuland was part of that neocon gang. And
yes,
she was instrumental in the Ukraine coup with Hillary Clinton, Obama, John Kerry, you know, it's emerging a neocons and neoliberalism. Would you say they're almost on the same page now?
Yeah, basically it's a war party, and they're trying to appeal to both Republicans and Democrats by saying neoconservative or neoliberal, but it really is a war party. And that's all that they've ever pushed for on either side, war and dictatorship across the entire globe.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a phone call from Jonathan in Texas, and then we're going to close the phone lines. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, appreciate you taking my phone call, Michael. That last caller who is absolutely right. Well, not the last caller, but the one talking about Mike Pence and how Donald Trump needs to rein him in.
Yes.
He does need to rein him in, because not only did Mike Pence pledge his support to NATO, but he also pledged, I think, at the end of March to send another 1,000 troops to Poland.
Okay, now let's be very, very careful here. Mike Pence, as vice president, does not have the authority to send 1,000 troops to Poland. If he's made that statement, then Trump has signed off on it, or the Pentagon has signed off on it.
Well,
but Pence by himself, the only legal authority Mike Pence has, as long as he's the vice president, is that he is president of the Senate and can vote to break ties, and that's it. The vice president has actually very little legal authority. In fact, John Adams called it the most boring job in the entire U.S. government. The only time Mike Pence has any authority is if Donald Trump is incapacitated, and already the Democrats are screaming that they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment and get Donald Trump out that way.
Beyond the whole political statement, the one I really wanted to get at was the troops sending over there, along with the tanks that we already have over there. People got to know it's not. There's a Russian enclave called Kaliningrad there with a
yes.
lot of missiles and everything, and we sent them less than 100 miles, 85 miles to be exact.
Yes.
And then not only do you have that, but you know Russia and Iran, they're buddy buddy. You know, and anything happens to Iran, Russia's going to go in there. And, you know, you're right. This is a war party. But you see, you got the left who wants war with Russia. Because the left is your bankers, your money people, the one of people who want to take other people's resources. And the right, is like he was said, it's more religious. It's more Islam and, you know, Muslims and ISIS under your bed. Give us your money. And, you know, Russia, this is still very at play here. Because, I mean, just like you said, in one of your previous shows, who would have thought World War One would have erupted out of the shooting, you know, in a little country, you know. But there's
Archduke
a good video
Ferdinand.
On YouTube. Yeah, there's a good video on YouTube called It's Apocalypse World War One,
mm-hmm.
And it only showed you the first part of it. But, I mean, Austria and Hungary, when they went into Serbia, the guy treated his troops like they were nothing. He was like, this is my war, and I'm going to win it. Just like the last caller said about our politicians. They have such a big personality. They're going to treat us like cannon fodder.
Yes.
And they're going to tell you what you want to hear. You know, the only reason why we got Obama, because if George W. Bush had the sense of fake news, then he could have just said, those casualties are fake. Mission accomplished. We're winning.
Well, he did say that.
You see what I'm saying?
In Iraq, he said mission accomplished. You know, and to talk about fake news.
Yeah,
I mean,
CNN,
one of the biggest fake news of
CNN
history is 9/11. One of the biggest fake news
yeah.
stories in all of history is 9/11, and that happened under George W. Bush. And he sat
yeah,
there
the
reading about his pet goats, and everybody knew that, you know, he knew he was safe from attack there.
Yeah, but the reason he couldn't get away with mission accomplished is because people were on the ground saying, no, dude, we're having tanks being blown up still and everybody in them dying. And there's people coming back. Like, still, there's still major operations going on. How can you say mission accomplished? You're still sending in the surge. At the time he said mission accomplished, he sent in the surge, getting people, you know, recruiters lying to not only immigrants, but illegal immigrants, offering them green cards.
Bush said
you know,
it because he thought that's what the majority of the American people wanted to hear, and he could count on the corporate media to put it on out there as the gospel truth. Mission accomplished in Iraq. There's a little mop-up going on, but nothing you need to pay attention to. On to Iran and Syria and Libya and Yemen.
Yeah, yeah. And now you got the CIA director giving a peace prize to the Saudi dude. And they're, oh my God, man. I could just see him, Israel, saying, we're going to go attack Iran. And then they're going to say, Yeah, what Saudi Arabia and Israel are going to do, they're just going to go bomb it, and then we're going to have our ground troops go in to clean it up. That's what they're going to make us
do. Oh, yeah, Israel is a master at starting a war and then demanding the U.S. come on in and clean up the mess.
I got another question. Do you think the reason why Iran dropped the petrodollar, do you think they really got, like, the nuclear reactor already going? And once they put that oil out on the market, it's really going to hurt?
No. The two are unconnected. Iran has dropped the petrodollar because the dollar itself is not seen as trustworthy anymore, and nations just don't want to use it. And it isn't just Iran that dropped the petrodollar. Iraq did, and so did Libya. That's what triggered these invasions. And Iraq's now, Iran's talking about dropping the petrodollar. What happens? Oh, Iran's getting a nuclear bomb. Iran is doing terrible things. We've got to invade. The prime motive of all of these wars started by the United States of America is to bring the world back under the hegemonic domination of the U.S. paper dollar. Because right now, forcing the world to use our dollar, borrowed at interest, is the only thing holding our economy up right now.
Do you think it's the elite's religion that keeps them? Because everybody says they don't have a religion. I think they do. Because you think about it, they have technology out there that can make all our lives prosperous. They got robots who could grow our own food and everything and maintain themselves. But it's like a satanic type of thinking, like, oh, no, you can't have anything to make you more comfortable or something. You can't live.
No, it's not religious. It is simply maximizing profit from the people for the least amount of investment and upkeep. Yeah, they could make the world a lot better for ordinary people, but they can't make money doing it. The money is made by keeping wages and salaries low and prices high and just basically, you know, wringing whatever they can out of the general population. They see us as basically livestock. You know, human capital, if you will, and all world leaders and CEOs, they're thinking about maximizing profitability, and that's why you see corporations selling dangerous, ineffective products that wear out very, very quickly. You have wars of conquest. They really have developed an ego problem where they see themselves as a separate species, like the Eloi and the Morlock, and we're just here to be fed upon. And they really do behave that way. Anyway, listen, Jonathan, Jonathan, got to let you go. I'm sorry. I got to let you go. We got to do some news here. So we're going to close the phone lines here for a little bit. And as far as the elites having a religion, I think their first religion is worship of themselves. Their second religion is worship of wealth. And their third religion is just whatever the church they can go to that tells them what they're doing is somehow blessed by God. There are a lot of religions that actually teach wealth is the sign of God's favor. If you're making tons of money, it's because God loves you, and everything that you do to get that money is A-okay with him. They're looking for ways to assuage their guilt because they know they are, in fact, not behaving very well. Okay, we're going to get into some news here. We're stepping on back here to this dodgy dossier about Donald Trump. Was a last-ditch effort to try and destroy him, was this report that came on out from this ex-intelligence agent who's now working for various public relations firms. Robert David Steele was the guy who came up with this dossier claiming that Donald Trump had been in the presidential suite at the Moscow Hotel, the same place where Obama had stayed, and he'd had two hookers with him, and they had vandalized the bedroom. And it was complete and utter nonsense, and the corporate media is out there saying, see what Donald Trump has sung and done. And it's the dodgy dossier from Spies R Us, and this guy, Robert David Steele, when you start digging into his background, the guy is a spook. And, of course, the one thing they teach you when you're with the Central Intelligence Agency is not only is lying cool and fun and your patriotic duty, but they teach you how to do it very well. That's one of the skills that you learn at the CIA's farm. Now then, question coming on out over at Zero Hedge. Who's really behind this soft coup Obama-founded activist group that is trying to organize all these protests and make it look like there's a color revolution against Donald Trump? And we're starting to see officialdom take note, because I think most people are very rational in thinking the last thing we need in this country is an actual civil war in the streets, because winning a war against Russia and China is already a very iffy business. If we're also having a civil war in the streets of America, that's going to make it impossible. A civil war in the streets of America would actually bring an end to the neocon, neoliberal desire for war with Russia and China. Now, George Soros is now being looked at by Congress. They're starting to look into what Soros has been doing, mostly on the basis of complaints, not just from various groups inside the United States, but foreign governments are now officially complaining about George Soros tinkering with their internal politics. That's a tacky no-no. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Children
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about George Soros. And a lot of people this whole last year have been saying, why isn't something being done about this guy? He's spending his billions to fund Black Lives Matter, riots in the streets, all these anti-Trump protests all over the place. And, of course, Soros and his Open Society foundations have been running around the world intervening in foreign governments, leading to, well, for example, the junta in Kiev, and other governments are starting to crack down on him. Russia has now banned any Soros NGOs from working inside their country because they caught them trying to destabilize their society. Macedonia's cracked down on him. Serbia's cracking down on him. Hungary's cracked down on him. And these foreign governments are now complaining officially to the United States government about George Soros and what he's doing. And so right now, Congress is starting to conduct an investigation into looking at what Soros has been up to. And, of course, we know they're going to hit pay dirt. Because at the very least, George Soros is in violation of the Logan Act, which forbids a private citizen, no matter how wealthy, from engaging in foreign policy on their own. And Soros is in violation of the USA Patriot Act, funding these violent groups to try and coerce a change in the politics of the United States of America. This is way, way, way overdue. Now, as you know, there is a lot of attention starting to be focused on Brian Pagliano. And I still have seen no indication that he is still alive. But even though he got an immunity deal during the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, he refused to testify. He has now ignored two congressional subpoenas. Now, this is the guy who set up the original server. And he knows if it was set up securely or if it was left with intentional backdoors. Congress wants to investigate, and they're now talking about taking legal action to have him arrested and brought before Congress. I'm going to wager a nickel here right now, they'll never find him. Because if I'm right that Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using that email server and using her Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money, then Brian Pagliano is a very serious liability for Hillary Clinton. And we know from history, liabilities to the Clintons do not live very long. Now, I want to give you an example of how the corporate media is still spinning what's going on. Story picked up by Blacklisted News. The headline was Trump gets ready to pick John Bolton as advisor. And that was the blaring headline, and they even admit within the article, Ted Cruz was pushing Bolton. More about that after station identification.
Of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.